So, first of all, to set up the situation, are you able to tell us what the Bureau of Land Management's proposals are for the Central Coast region?
Yes, the Bureau of Land Management hasn't held any oil and gas lease sales in California since 2013 as a result of some successful lawsuits brought by the Center for Biological Diversity, Sierra Club, and Los Padres Forest Watch. And it's finally moving to do environmental impact analyses that would allow it to sell off public lands for fossil fuel development again. So right now, it's proposing to open up over 1 million acres of public land and federal mineral estate in the Central Valley and Southern Central Coast for oil and gas drilling and fracking.
So clearly that, like, opening up the land to petroleum operations doesn't sound very good. But what are the actual impacts on people and the environment in the area?
Yeah, so we're really worried about the air impacts. We know that the Central Valley has some of the worst air quality in the country, and we know that all oil and gas drilling, as well as fracking, brings with it worsening air pollution. We're also worried about the risks of water contamination from spills. There are seismic risks, earthquake risks, both from the process of fracking, but also from the disposal of the huge volumes of toxic waste fluid that are usually just injected back underground. And then finally, ultimately, all of this drilling is going to produce more fossil fuels that are burnt, and that causes more greenhouse gas emissions at a time that we just can't afford. The science is really clear that if we want to protect ourselves from the worst impacts of climate change, we cannot afford to be opening up any new areas of federal lands in the United States for fossil fuel drilling.
There's a lot of local residents, as well as state lawmakers, and California State General Javier Becerra are all in opposition to the BLM's proposals. But what tangible things are actually being done to fight the Trump administration on this issue?
Yes, we've seen a huge opposition from local communities and local residents, and getting on the record telling BLM that you don't like this plan because you're worried about the health and environmental impacts of what they're proposing to do is really important. We're also seeing a lot of elected officials take a stand, and we're hopeful at this point through that through the public comment period that BLM takes a really hard look at what it's proposing to do and sees that it's not the right option for California.
So you mentioned the public comment period in your last response. How do people actually access that and get their voices heard?
Okay, BLM's done a really good job of making it really difficult to find the place that you can make submissions. So people can either make comments by sending them to the Bakersfield office of the Bureau of Land Management, or if they search online for Bakersfield Fracking RMP, you'll come across a web page that provides a link to where people can make comments.
Okay, well, on top of the public comment hearing and all of the other things you mentioned, your Center for Biological Diversity is pursuing the Trump administration in quite a few lawsuits. Some of them are looking to get protected status or force the enforcement thereof for several species, like the red tree vole or the lake sturgeon. And then others are a little bit more broader in scope, like the one in Ventura County seeking to improve smog levels in the area. How would you sum up the overall goal of a lot of these lawsuits, and how do they kind of tie into the issue here with fracking and oil production?
Yeah, obviously, we've seen the Trump administration just ready to roll out the red carpet for polluting industries, and we're going to fight with everything we have to make sure that that doesn't happen. Ultimately, we're interested in protecting the health of people living in California and across the United States, and protecting our wild places and the species that rely on them to survive. And if that takes lawsuits, that's what we'll bring.
And so have you found that the number or nature of the lawsuits that you pursue has changed over the past few years?
Obviously, with the election of the Trump administration, unfortunately, we have an administration that just doesn't care about the law. We're seeing unlawful rollbacks that just keep being knocked down by the courts, and they just keep coming. So, yeah, we've had a huge uptick in the number of lawsuits that we're seeing to protect our health and our environment.
In regards to the Bureau of Land Management, they claim to support a, quote, all of the above, unquote, plan in their approach to their oversight. Would you say that they're living up to this, or is that just rhetoric?
They might call it an all of the above plan, but really what it is a big oil friendly plan. And we know that that is not the direction forward that California is planning for. And we know that it is not what is going to be safe for the rest of our country or for the world as we look at the increasing impacts of climate change. We have a climate emergency, and the all of the above plan is just a dirty and dangerous plan that's going to throw gasoline on the fire.
Some people would say that we need to utilize fossil fuels on our way to energy sustainability. How much credence would you give that statement?
So we're already at the point where renewables are cheaper than fossil fuels. We're seeing that the fossil fuel industry is scraping by because of enormous subsidies. The reality is, if there was no new leasing in California right now, California's oil consumption is actually declining, and that decline would match the decline of production in California as, you know, as oil fields age out. So the reality is, we can stop producing new fossil fuel fields. We can start to phase out existing fields. And that's possible with the technology we have today. That's a really exciting possibility.
You mentioned earlier in the interview a lawsuit victory from 2013. If I'm familiar with that banned fracking in the Central Coast area, correct?
That prohibited leasing of public lands for oil and gas development in what the Bureau of Land Management calls the Central Coast region, which is actually really more the Northern Central Coast and the Bay Area.
Okay.
So we subsequently brought another lawsuit to protect the Bakersfield, what Bureau of Land Management calls the Bakersfield region, which is actually Southern Central Coast and Central Valley.
In what way is this threatened by the BLM's proposals?
In both areas, the Trump administration has recently released plans to open up public lands for as much drilling as possible. In both instances, we're seeing an administration that just wants to let people drill anywhere that they can. Altogether, we're looking at more than 2 million acres of public land and federal mineral estate that would be available across California for oil and gas leasing.
Wow, okay. And local and state measures would not be able to do much to prevent this?
It's a difficult question. Historically, administrations have tended to be respectful of local ordinances. We're really concerned that this administration has shown clear dislike of California, clear disrespect for the way that California chooses to govern and protect its citizens and its communities from air pollution and water pollution. And we're really concerned that in this instance, we may have an administration that isn't going to respect those local laws and ordinances.
Is there any way that people can get involved with your organization, the Center for Biological Diversity?
Yeah, if folks are able to Google Center for Biological Diversity, Trump's drilling attack, you'll find our website that can give you some more information about what's being proposed, and you can sign up so that you can get some alerts, and we can walk you through the process of submitting some comments to the Bureau of Land Management.
Claire, thank you so much for doing this interview. It was great hearing from you.
Great. Yeah, thank you for reaching out. It was great to talk.
That was Claire Lakewood, the senior attorney with the Climate Law Institute for the Center of Biological Diversity. Again, if you would like to participate in the public comment period, you can do so by sending messages to the Bakersfield Office of Land Management or by going online and Googling Bakersfield Fracking RMP. This will take you to a webpage with a link for information as to how to participate. Additionally, there is a rally being held June 10th at 11 a.m. outside the BLM office at 3801 Pegasus Drive, Bakersfield, California. The rally is being held in opposition of the BLM's proposed measures on fracking and oil production in the Central Coast area. More info on this event is available on Facebook. If you'd like to get more involved with the Center for Biological Diversity, you can do so by Googling Center for Biological Diversity, where you will find the webpage with more info on future proposals, and you can also sign up to receive alerts as well as a walkthrough on how to participate in the public comment period for the BLM's Central Coast oil and drilling proposals. For KCSB News, I'm Brendan Madison.